we all like to improve. We all like to show that what we are doing better now than we did previously. Every one of us is looking for progress, especially during this week. And Paul stretches out a plan for progress which rises above the immediate time in which we find ourselves. He lists several progressions, a progression from. And he says, join in imitating me amongst those who live as an example. And so we look to our predecessors, and many of us find in a revered father, a pastor, a teacher, what we can admire and pattern our lives after. So we look for the Christ-like qualities of our teachers and honored men and women whom we have known in our past to serve as an example. But also, not only do we make progress in imitation, progress by something, but progress through something. And Paul indicates this also with the words, I live now, I tell you, there are those who are enemies of the cross of Christ. And progress always is made through opposition, through problems. And these we should mark, notice, and wherever possible, send. The particular problem Paul was dealing with at this time were the Judaizers and their legalism, which tended to nullify the effects of the cross. But we can expand this slightly to include everything that will nullify or stand in the way of the progress of God's kingdom here on earth, whether it is our own fault and problem that we are only too well aware of, or those which surround us, such as the attempt on personal aggrandizement by other people, by those in high places. But whatever it is, we make progress, nevertheless, through the opposition and through the problems we are facing. And we progress and continue on to glory. Whereas those who oppose God have as their end destruction, our commonwealth, that is, our citizenship, is set in heaven. And this is the great goal and culmination toward which we are progressing, and the final achievement which we are promised. And this is a very present reality in all of our lives, and every time we pray, Thy kingdom come. The final stage, of course, is, as he says, when we stand with our Savior who will change our lowly body to be like his glorious body by the power which enables him to subject all things to himself. And so, having had our sins atoned for, washed away, that which removes us from God, we are free to make progress by example, through problems, on to ultimate glory. And this widens our horizon. This gives us the great opportunity to forget ourselves in the immediate context and strive for the kingdom of God. And this makes all of our efforts, all of our work, all of our energy worthwhile. And so, Paul, as he encourages the Philippian Christians as well as us to make progress within the kingdom of God, gives us the earnest exhortation, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. And so our whole life is one of those progress.